the modulated frequencies that are capable, the bulbs are capable of being set to different frequencies, are the same frequency able for the opsins that were put into all the hydrogel for the shots, which means that they would have the ability to turn your heart on and off with these very same light bulbs.
Oh my.
So God. Something called optogenetics.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. That was Attorney Todd Callender. And yes, it's true. The LED bulbs you can buy right now at Costco at a very steep discount, they'll spy on you and bathe your family in radiation. So much to talk about in this one today. Thanks so much for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor.
Just when you thought it was safe, interest rates spiked and new threats have come out of nowhere. Tensions are boiling from Asia to Europe, and adapting to this turmoil is the key to safeguarding your wealth. Perhaps you've not considered gold before, but now is the time. It's insurance, and right now, you need some insurance. Noble Gold Investments has been protecting investors from disaster for years with precious metals. So if you're worried, it might be time to take a fresh look at gold and silver. Gold is a multi-century proven safe haven to shield your portfolio. And right now, Noble Gold Investments is offering a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with its new IRAs this month. If you open your Noble Gold Investments IRA or 401k rollover right now, you can claim your coin today. Remember, crisis brews, gold insulates. Secure yourself and your portfolio against the threats. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com right now. noblegoldinvestments.com. It's the gold company I trust.
Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report. I'm so happy to have Attorney Todd Callender back, a good friend of ours, a friend of truth, a friend of humanity. He's got a case right now in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. But where I want to start today, because before I hit record, I was telling Todd how I'm feeling. And it's not so much that I'm tired, but I'm mad and weary to some extent. And of course, feeling burdened. We all are. So from the book of Matthew, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. I want to welcome my good friend, Todd Callender, back to the show. How are you?
I'm fabulous. And thank you for starting with Matthew. If you go on a little bit further, Matthew 13 talks about the harvest of the wheat and tares. You got to let the weeds grow up with the wheat before you harvest, otherwise you ruin everything. I think we're there. I really do, Sean's funny. I've been haunted by Matthew for 3 years, and I was just thinking that you and I have been at this for a long time. We're talking about wary. Brother, you've been at this gig longer than I have as it relates to the forming of public opinion and helping people understand these things. God bless you for doing it, but you must be tired. I understand why.
Well, you know what I'm tired of is the unlevel playing field. You know, I'm really, really tired seeing people who started on Twitter years after I did have, 700,000-800,000 followers and total full reach. I don't have any reach on Twitter. And, they took my YouTube channel. So what I'm really weary about is the fact that there is no more level playing field and the fact that there is no more equal application of justice under the law in our country. I mean, that's what keeps me up at night, because if we don't have rule of law, we don't have a country, and we already
have
borders, so I guess we don't have a country, Todd.
Podcast by the name of Ken Cromar, and he took on the IRS who tried to seize his property for no reason. He wasn't buying his taxes or anything else. He got picked up, thrown in jail on charges that don't really even exist. He's sitting now in jail for no reason, effectively, because the government wants his property, and he fought them for it. And I wrote to his daughter and said, look, one of the problems here is that the people doing the bidding of the IRS, the people with the badges and guns that are throwing good people in jail, have not yet realized, Sean, that our country is in the middle of dissolving. It was declared a non-country on January 10 of this year. Biden, Obrador, Trudeau said, welcome to the North American area. It was an executive order. Biden wrote that as executive function. Our country is no more. He immediately welded open the gates on the southern border. And lo and behold, None of the administration, none of the cabinet have oaths of office. It's a free for all. And the problem is that people aren't catching up to this, that the people in charge have declared this over and they didn't tell everybody else the party's over. So they're still arresting people for no reason. They're still thinking that they have authority, but the Attorney General of the United States has no valid oath of office, which means that he is acting illegally, that he's impersonating a federal law enforcement official. And every law enforcement officer in the federal branch that's working for him has yet to realize that they too are also acting without any authority whatsoever, because without a sovereign, without authority, without an agreement by the people to what the rules are, there is no sovereign. You're just a mercenary. You're a thug. And they don't want to be. I know these people. You know, I've worked in federal law enforcement when I was in law school. And these are good people thinking they're doing the right thing. And they've just been fooled. All of America, in fact, the world has just been fooled, Sean. That's the bottom line. How do we get them to wake up to the reality?
Well, see, here's the thing. Millions of people are waking up to the fact that governments around the world have been hijacked. Okay, the Brazilian government, clearly the EU, look what's happening in Ireland, and our own government has been hijacked by a foreign entity. We no longer have a government by and for the people. And let me show you this.
It's true.
To pour salt in an open wound, this criminal masquerading as president sitting in the Oval Office continues to do nothing but terrible things to we the people. One of the things he did recently, which makes my blood boil, is he put the final nail in the coffin for incandescent light bulbs. The traditional light bulbs that have gone back. It's what? Thomas Edison invented them, right?
Yes.
And now you can't buy them. This criminal has made them illegal. Now, I don't know why he was doing this, but let me just
show you
this. Well, you're going to love this. New LED bulbs at Costco. We go to Costco fairly often, and they're always on sale. The floodlights and the traditional, you know, the ones you put in a little lamp. A pack of six discounted from $12.99 to $2 with a $10 instant coupon at checkout. And I'm starting to believe that's because adoption is being subsidized by this criminal government. I reluctantly bought a pack of those stupid things, brought them home, and I read the back of the box, which says, and I quote, "This equipment generates, uses, and can radiate radio frequency energy." No wonder Biden banned all the old school Edison style bulbs. They're radiating us. I mean, as though we're not getting hit by enough between 5G and our cell phones and our Wi-Fi. Now we've got bulbs that spy on us and radiate.
Yes, that's worse. But wait, there's more, Sean. The modulated frequencies that are capable, the bulbs are capable of being set to different frequencies, are the same frequency able for the opsins that were put into all the hydrogel for the shots, which means that they would have the ability to turn your heart on and off with these very same light bulbs.
Oh my! So
something called optogenetics.
This is a horror show.
Yes, it is.
I mean, we are through the looking glass, down the rabbit
hole,
and we are like Satan himself is through the next door.
How else do you kill 7 billion people, right? They have to have so many different modalities of death, and that's precisely what it is. And so the other part is, in the United States, I believe it was 2014, legislation introduced and passed that said every appliance sold in the United States or created, built in the United States, had to have a camera and a microphone. And what did you just read on the backside of those? So it's every electrical appliance, your LED light bulbs are electrical appliances. They are exactly as you described. They're spying on you. It's total information awareness. It's the Internet of Things. However, Sean, that's not what I'm worried about. We're already there. The Internet of Things has been here for a while now. It's disgusting, but it's here. The BioNet of Things. It already happened. This is what I'm trying to get people to understand what it was we asked the court to opine on in my case, Robert V. Austin. We said, hey, these are gene modification technologies, and current existing U.S. case law, existing authority in the Supreme Court says the use of gene modification agents, such as the COVID shots, right? At least Moderna and Pfizer, they use mRNA. The court specifically held in 2013 use of mRNA to effectuate gene modification means you get to own the synthetic product. The genome that you created, what I'm saying to you is existing case law says, if you got the COVID shots, you're owned by the patent holders. Does that mean the patent holders who created mRNA? Seems like there's a few people running around saying, hey, I'm the father of mRNA. That's actually specifically mentioned. Look the case up for yourself. It's molecular pathology versus mirror genetics. We put that into our case from day one, and the DOJ refused. DOJ, who represents the government, refused to deny that. I put it into oral arguments in the 10th Circuit in November last year. Said the soldiers didn't want to take the shots because they wanted to remain human. And they wouldn't hear the case. They effectively kicked us out, said, we're not going to hear you, blah, blah, blah. My point in telling you this is I've alleged this, but it's already here. That's the disheartening part. And people need to, man, they had better rally. If you go to this website, it's inpersona.com. You will find that Bill Gates' patent, 060606, said he's going to turn people into cloud computing nodes and batteries to mine cryptocurrency. Guess what? You can do that right here, right now, today. There you go. The metaverse platform that incentivizes positive health behavior. What does it say? The first Web3D app that uses your heartbeat to mine crypto. Thank you, Bill Gates. That's what your patent said. Exactly. This is commercial. You can buy this app right now. Use it on your Fitbit. Use it on your phone. You know, they don't need to wire you up. You are wireless. And in fact, the IEEE has standards on what? Wireless body area networks. Wireless being the operative word. Worse, Sean, we found that they are using the wireless body area network and these signals installed by the shots to harness people's bodies as power sources. So we've been saying this whole time that Bill Gates wanted to use you as a battery. It's worse. Those great giant cables, 2-inch thick copper cables going in and out of cell phone towers, the 5G towers, they're not only sending information, they're retrieving information from you and power. You are a battery. You are a power source. And what is the definition of zero point energy? Free energy. You get more energy out than you put in. And by their own definition, by their own scientific papers, by their own measurements, when cesium-137, which is using the shots, binds with living tissue, it becomes an amplifier transistor transducer. And the point is, they now put a gigahertz of info in, and they get a terahertz out. That is the definition of zero point energy, and that is what has already been harvested. It's already here, and this is why I'm asking the Supreme Court, Andy Schlafly, my co-counsel in this case, along with Dave Wilson, the question before the court right now: will you give us a hearing to say, "Hey, you can't own people, you cannot patent people, you can't own them"? The 13th Amendment of the Constitution outlawed slavery in 1865. And the court has an opportunity to give us a full hearing. Let us explain this. Let us show them the commercial operation is right now and make the decision, shall mankind be used involuntarily as slaves, as transhuman slaves, or not? That is the question that must be answered.
Here's what makes me crazy. It's also absolutely 100% anti-human. I mean, essentially, it's the scene out of The Matrix where you realize that Neo's right.
That's like what I'm telling you.
The Matrix, where you realize aliens are harnessing humans as batteries. These people are an alien force. But here's what really makes
sense. But wait, say that again, because that's the point. We are at that moment. We are now realizing we are in the Matrix. Sean.
Yeah, but only because Satanists run the show. Only because Luciferians and anti-human eugenicists are running the show. Because check this out. You're familiar with mechanical watches, right? Rolex Perpetual and these other beautiful watches. People are really getting back into mechanical watches because of the beauty of these things, the intricacies of these things. It is a technology that goes back more than 100 years, and it's beautiful. It's elaborate. And these watches, well, they'll wind themselves as you wear them, so you don't ever need a battery. One example, how about Nikola Tesla technology, which was captured by these deep state bastards and locked away for their own benefit? How about hydrogen powered cars? Look, we know zero point energy exists. Look at Tartaria or these other civilizations that existed, were never told about. Look at the beauty of the buildings. Look at how people now believe these buildings were constructed to pull energy out of the environment, out of the atmosphere. It's all, we're being lied to about everything, because now Look, we're told that water is a resource that's dwindling. So water is no longer a human right.
That's okay, right.
We're told that oil is from dinosaurs instead of being abiotic and produced by the... Look, they lie about everything.
Everything.
So back to that, and I'm into crypto, okay? I own Bitcoin, I own Ethereum, I own Solana and some others. What crypto would be mined by this? Do we even know what the crypto is? I don't get it.
Yeah, it's an NFT that they created. However, this is part of the Cyber Polygon Initiative for the UN, whereby this is designed to measure, harness, and value debits and credits of your body based on your carbon footprint. So this is the whole point. This is the nexus between central bank digital currency and your body. Your body is the central bank digital currency. And on page one, what does it talk about? Amending your behavior to earn benefits. This is exactly what they're saying to you. This is it. This is the juxtaposition. No, it's the means. It's the device by which your body, there you go, will be used for carbon credit inputs, outputs. You are the actual carbon credit payment system. Yes, why I'm saying you're a slave. You are owned by the patent holders, and they're just trading. People will trade your value based on whether you had too much meat. Did you go too far away from home? We can't have you getting busy. You got to sit there and do these, you know, cloud computing computations to play your video games, and we'll just harness your body for power and whatever else we need, which goes hand in hand, of course, with the 15-minute series. They don't want you traveling around. They need to have you in a confined space to harness all this energy and whatnot from you. This is it. This is the whole thing. It's today. It's commercialized. You can buy this today.
This is so sick. And this is why a lot of the community is divided about crypto. In fact, I'd say most of my audience dislikes crypto very much. Yeah. And where I've, you know, left a crack open for people going back to 2015 when I bought Bitcoin for the first time at 355, 359 coin. I said to people, it might be time to dip a foot in the pool. And the other thing that I've learned, I put in the hours on Bitcoin, right? I've listened to all of the smartest people, some of whom are billionaires, and they're making a case for Bitcoin, which is outside the rule and the control of the masters of the universe. That's why Elizabeth Warren and JP Diamond hate Bitcoin. All I want to say about this, and we'll move on, is that Bitcoin is not crypto. It's very different. But the thing is that what we're seeing here on the screen is the carrot and the stick. The carrot is free crypto, free money. The stick, you're a slave if you want to go down this path. And dummies will do it.
Oh, this is the point. You're saying that people actually have a choice in the matter. What I'm telling you is it's already been done. People have already been harnessed. Their bodies have been used to mine crypto without them even knowing it.
Those who took
1.4, look, that company brags about having already used 1.4 trillion heartbeats to do this. That's, if you work the numbers back, that's a whole lot of heartbeats. But if you work the numbers back, it seems that it's about, right, 2 years worth of heartbeats, 4.5 billion vax people, comes out to about that number. So they've already been at it, not to mention there are now standards. The IEEE has standards as it relates to grabbing your wireless body area network and harvesting your energy in compliance with the UN Declaration on the Rights of Children. In other words, you can't harness, you can't steal too much of their energy, their body energy, because they're kids. But adults, that's fair game. What I'm saying to you is the only way this could ever have worked legally is if people were property. Right? Yours, mine, everybody's human rights were suspended with the introduction of the COVID pandemic, which will never end, because they can never give us our rights back, the God-given inalienable rights that we have acquiesced and said, oh, yeah, well, I'm afraid, give me that shot. Or you know, as the case may be, let me wear that Fitbit or that smartwatch, or for that matter, the stupid phone in our pocket. They're already doing this. Nobody asked. Did anybody ask you, hey, would you like to become a you know, a transhuman slave, a homo Borg genesis, so I can use you to mine cryptocurrency? Nobody asked, but it's here.
Yeah.
We are in the matrix.
Yeah, I know. The other thing that's coming, if they can get away with it, if Vipers, if the Salem witch, Elizabeth Warren, gets her wish, you're going to take a central bank digital currency. You're going to take their track and trace slave coin if it's up to that witch, Elizabeth Warren. So let me just play this 1 minute warning from somebody who knows a thing or two about what a CBDC and a digital ID will do to humanity. Listen to this.
Governments around the world have been relentless in their push for digital currency and digital ID. Now, I have continually warned here in this place that this is a recipe for disaster. What happens when your data is hacked? What happens when the government blocks your access to money or services as punishment for stepping out of line, like Nigel Farage? There's an example. What happens when you exceed your carbon limit and you discover that your ability to buy and sell is suddenly cut off? People who value freedom, and I hope that's most of us here, we will resist the push to digitize our lives, our identity, and our money. We must resist. While we still have cash, that form of currency that can be accessed without being under the prying, all-seeing eye of the state.
You know, I'll pause it there. It just reminds me of the fact that these same, I almost swore, I think I can use the word
bastards. You can go ahead.
These same bastards want to outlaw cash. And we're supposed to trust them. These same central bankers that have bought up people like Elizabeth Warren say, trust us. Even though they've ran up $34 trillion in stated debt, $200 trillion in unfunded liabilities just in the United States, but they say, trust us. So these same criminal banksters that have taken us to war after war after war, usually on false flag terror, usually under the guise of false flag,
they say,
trust us with a central bank digital currency. If humanity falls for this, well, I guess we lost our light bulbs because nobody fights back. And when they ban cash, nobody will fight back.
That's the problem, and it's already been done. They're telling us after the fact. They're making us think that we actually have a choice in this matter. This is already happening, and it's already – okay, so if you travel, anybody who's traveling, look at your airline ticket, and you'll see that it has carbon credits. That's what we're talking about, that thing that I was showing with the in-persona is designed to be the carbon credits that your behavior will be judged. You will be judged by your behavior. That website even says it. And given, like you said, carrot or stick. And so the point is, all of this was pre-planned. All of this was laid out in the UN documents, Agenda 2030, now Agenda 45, Cyber Polygon that you went into some time ago. All of this was envisioned. All of this is a plan. All of this is unfolding. All of it is here. What is left, Sean, isn't for us to go down this road. It's to rebel and say, not a chance we're doing this. God damn, no, it's not going to happen. And we insist on anonymity. That's the key to it all. If they can identify us digitally or otherwise, that's where we lose our liberty. So it's privacy plus anonymity equals freedom. What's the beauty of cash? It's anonymous, right? And that's why they hate it more than crypto. And look, I understand your point about crypto. It's an alternate payment system. I get that. There is nothing anonymous about it. The people that get this in their head, you couldn't be more wrong. It is more track and trace than anything else. So get that out of your head. There's no privacy there.
Just when you thought it was safe, interest rates spiked and new threats have come out of nowhere. Tensions are boiling from Asia to Europe, and adapting to this turmoil is the key to safeguarding your wealth. Perhaps you've not considered gold before, but now is the time. It's insurance, and right now you need some insurance. Noble Gold Investments has been protecting investors from disaster for years with precious metals. So if you're worried, it might be time to take a fresh look at gold and silver. Gold is a multi-century proven safe haven to shield your portfolio. And right now, Noble Gold Investments is offering a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with its new IRAs this month. If you open your Noble Gold Investments IRA or 401k rollover right now, you can claim your coin today. Remember, crisis brews, gold insulates. Secure yourself and your portfolio against the threats. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com right now. Noblegoldinvestments.com. It's the gold company I trust.
There's no privacy there.
Well, what I'd say, though, about the blockchain and Bitcoin specifically is, yes, the ledger is publicly available for every transaction to be seen, but nobody knows who owns that Bitcoin. So at least
anonymity to that degree.
But here's what's more important to me. This country is in the process of collapsing. It is. I'm sorry. It just is. I'm not sure how this is going to end. I'm here for the fight. But if anybody ever wants to get offshore before, you know, we're suffering what's being depicted in that new movie coming out from the director of Ex Machina. The guy's brilliant. It's called Civil War.
19 states have seceded.
The United States Army ramps up activity.
The White House issued warnings to the Western forces as well as the Florida Alliance.
The future president assures the uprising.
Civil War in the United States. And let me tell you, this guy's a fantastic director. It looks legit. I have no idea how this guy has the skills to make a movie of that scope, but I'm telling you, that's what they want for us. And if it does ever get bad, you need to get offshore. I don't know where you're going to go. I'm just saying, how are you going to do that with bars of silver and bars of gold? At least Bitcoin allows you to travel with what wealth you have left, and maybe you can take it with you. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I understand that. I would remind you that Trudeau had no problem turning everybody's crypto off that supported the truckers.
He can't, he can't turn my crypto off. My crypto's in cold.
He
support.
Did.
Screw that
he
guy.
Did. However, I would also tell you, I know from personal experience, because I know the defendant in this particular case, mined them originally and thought that they were anonymous. I'm talking about Bitcoin. Thought they were in cold storage, but the Department of Justice had no problem finding those 3 million that he had mined and tried to hide away. So there is, look, we live in the age of quantum computing. There is no such thing as privacy. What there is some level of anonymity if we can adhere to it, if we can demand it. The other part is what you said. Our government doesn't even exist. It's in the middle of dissolving. And so, you know, we don't have to allow that to happen. We as Americans can demand our country. We band together. It's how our country was formed in the first place. Just because you got a bunch of guys who say they have the authority, guys who have robbed us 10 ways from Sunday, saying it's over doesn't mean it's over, right? We can still all be Americans. We can still all rally together and preserve our country and not have a civil war.
100%.
Right? Those people coming across the border, you know what? They're humans too, and I know people are pissed, but dear God above, the worst thing we can do is start a civil war. If at all possible, turn them into Americans. We rally together, we get rid of these people that did this. I don't even know if these are people, right? That they caused all this, that enslaved us. Not going to, they did enslave us, right? We've got to break the bonds and demand our freedom. We take our country back.
Well, you know, I want to show an example of how sick they are. And when I say they, I'm talking about the Bidens specifically, a really, really sick family. By the way, $200 million more for Ukraine while Zelensky was in the White House the other day, while Biden threatens the American people that he's going to send our sons over there to fight Russia if the money laundering doesn't continue. Now, speaking of Biden the criminal, his wife Jill is showing her true colors this Christmas. Let me play this. I'll play a sound under and then we'll just talk about this. But this woman is truly a witch. So check this out. So here's Jill Biden desecrating the most important Christian holiday, or the second most important.
Oh, dear God.
With men dressed as women doing their version of the Nutcracker. Nutcracker, get it? These people are sick, Todd. I mean, compare and contrast this atrocity, this desecration of a Christian holiday, the birth of Jesus Christ, with these lunatics dancing in the Oval Office. Wait till you see the guy in the pig mask. There he is in the back on the left. I mean, it's insane. This is Joe Biden and Joe Biden America.
Yes. It's a mockery and designed to be such.
Yeah, it's an absolute mockery as they desecrate a holiday, the birth of Jesus Christ.
Did you see the who those people are? The dance company there are as much dancers as they are political activists for, amongst other things, you know, the trans rights, the usual suspects, all the communist ideals put in place. Yeah, that's
Dorrance
who's over there dancing for you.
Dorrance Dance performing their playful interpretation of the Nutcracker Suite. You know, this is what kills me, man. These people
rightfully so
are unrelenting in their evil. They're losing, right? They're losing in the town square, right? They're losing the conversation, which is why they continue to ban people and change the rules. And
yes,
Al Gore is freaking out at COP28, almost in tears, explaining to the audience that he's really upset that Americans no longer trust their official sources for quote unquote news. Like, I mean, what are we? He still thinks we live in the age of Walter Cronkite, right? Watching men actually not land on the moon, but pretending they did.
That's you, brother.
I'm so sick of it.
That's you. Well, think about that. I mean, how rewarding is that? You must feel wonderful about the fact that you've gotten the truth out. People accept it. It's a long way from when I first entered this field 3 years ago. I say this field, you know, all of this was always interesting to me, but I never understood the power of the press in the way that you do. And my God, you've done a wonderful job. You and a lot of other people, but I mean, you have changed that. People don't trust their government anymore because you proved that they are lying to you.
Well, you have, and so many others have too. And I'm not looking for praise. I'm just having a conversation.
I know you are.
I trust, because there's precious few people I trust anymore, including just about anybody in government. I mean, really,
rightfully so.
I don't really trust anybody in government at this point. Because
why would you?
We have a government by and for the people. We have a government that enriches those who get there. And enriches them to the extent
yes.
that they're willing to play ball.
The morals are gone. And this is what I keep harping on. I'm sorry. As it relates to the oath of office, not only is that required by statute to have them, or you're doing void ultra vires things, but just from a practical point of view, if you work for Target, and they say, look, I want you to sign this Pledge of Allegiance to Target that you're going to do good things and look after our corporate interests and not embarrass us. That's in a lot of employment contracts. And you sign it and say, yeah, I agree to that. And then you would be held to that standard. It's the exact same thing. We hire public officials to work for the government, and we expect you to serve the government. And they refuse to do that, right? They fake it. They either have no oath at all or one that doesn't. You know, fit the law that requires them to be sworn. And as a result of that, they are serving themselves. They are not serving the public. They're not serving our government. And the sick part is this goes back a long way. You know, we all watched our football and drank beer for God knows how long because nobody paid attention to this until the day came when the government said, you will take this shot because I told you to. Only then did we rise up and say no. It's shocking how far we let everything slide before this.
I know, but I think people have wised up, and
pray so.
A lot of states that aren't going to fall for that again. But of course, the blue states will, even if most of the
yes.
people in the state don't, because they have absolutely bought and paid for vipers
yes.
as their governors and in many cases mayors. Let me show you this, because if Bitcoin isn't a safe haven, if gold and silver continue to be manipulated,
yes,
paper markets as they have been for decades, how in the world are people supposed to protect themselves when that criminal Joe Biden just racked up $314 billion more national debt in November alone? That's just a bit more than one third of the total Bitcoin market cap. I'm advising people to prepare for the worst.
Well, I think there's a few things. First and foremost, a lot of the unfunded liabilities in form of pensions and health care for the elderly, veterans, by the way, those are going to go away. Why? Because they're killing all these people, right? They are ending their unfunded liabilities. The pensioners are going to be gone. They got the shots. I'm sorry, but your life is not long. And we're starting to see that. Even Cambridge University now admits that 25% of the people that got the shots have AIDS. Oh, sorry. It's actually 100%. If you got three shots, you've got full-blown HIV, AIDS caused by the vaccines. That's what my clients, my expert witnesses all tell me. That's the reality of the situation. So juxtapose that, Sean. Noodle this one through. Given all of that, the totality of those circumstances, then why the move of Argentina to the U.S. dollar? Why Ecuador? Why El Salvador? Turks and Caicos, other nations are seeking to use the U.S. dollar in place of their own currencies.
Well, you brought up El Salvador, so forgive me if I'm not addressing specifically what you just said, but let me just say, so Max and Stacy, his wife, Stacy Herbert, they moved to El Salvador. Stacy's absolutely in love with Bukele. I mean, I think Bukele's doing amazing
yeah.
things. She calls him a philosopher king, but I just listened to an interview with Max and Stacy. I mean, I think she's literally in love with the guy. She couldn't stop gushing. And here's my problem.
Oh, my Lord.
No, here's my problem. I really like Max Kaiser a lot. And up to this point, I liked Stacy. But they kept proselytizing about the $1 million donation to get citizenship in El Salvador. And I thought, well, isn't that interesting? It's easy when you're a multi-billionaire like Max, you know, to talk about $1 million donation down there to get your citizenship and move to El Salvador. Real hard for the average Joe or just somebody who dabbled in Bitcoin to come up with $1 million. So now they've lost attachment with reality to some extent. She's absolutely in love with who she calls the philosopher king. But for them to proselytize about move on down to El Salvador with $1 million donation is just absolutely out of touch. Now, to Max's credit, later in that interview, he did explain if you want to do it the slow way, those of you who don't have $1 million, you can apply for a visa and then reapply every couple of years. And then after 5 years, they will take a look at you for citizenship. So that seems a much more rational way to go, in my view. But yeah, you brought up El Salvador, and I'm all for it, right? Because he's made Bukele's made Bitcoin legal tender. He's locked up all the MS-13 gang members. Down by 95%. The economy's booming. So part of that can be, you know, blamed on or credited to Bitcoin, but also to a leader who just sat down his entire cabinet and said, criminality, bribery, corruption will no longer be tolerated. And the AG is going to look into all of you regarding that. So see, I'm all for it. But again, Bitcoin, I'm not saying Bitcoin is the savior when multi-billionaires either say, come on down, just give us $1 million donation.
I get that. And listen, I don't want to convince people not to. I think Bitcoin and other cryptos like it provide an alternative to a government reserved means of controlling us. So central bank issued currency itself or central bank issued digital currency is a monopoly. And anything that goes against a monopoly is a good thing, including the balance of power around the world. I'm happy. I think even Mr. Trump said that. I'm happy to see China, a strong China and a strong Russia competing with a strong India and a strong United States. Because so long as there is competition, not one man can rule, not one country can rule. And I think that's the critical part. Our whole government, everything was not our government, our whole world was being moved towards this one world unification in all parts, whether that's regulation, religion, and governance, amongst other things. The one world economy, the IMF, the Bank for International Settlements planned that there would be one currency, one world currency, a crypto SDR, SDR special drawing rights. That's the currency of the IMF. The point of which is that's blown up now. And Bitcoin no doubt had a role in that, Sean. I don't mean to discount it in any way. I'm just saying it's not. There is no such thing as privacy. That's all I'm saying. In the distributed ledger, it doesn't exist. All of those transactions are recorded. So people looking for that won't find it there. The only place you find anonymity is physical exchanges, gold piece, silver piece, cash piece. Whether that's Mexican pesos or US dollars is almost immaterial. It's the exchange of anonymous tender people, a medium of exchange people will accept. And all I'm saying is gold is universal. And as long as we have the opportunity to utilize that, as being a recognized medium of exchange, then we still have some level of freedom and dominion over our own lives.
We've got zero privacy if you don't use cash already. So, you know, Apple Pay or any of this other crap. How about credit cards? And here's what's really insidious about this criminal banking system. Imagine owning a bank that can invent or create a loan out of thin air. You come in, you want a car loan, a home loan. They create it out of thin air.
Yeah,
and then
they do.
The interest you pay on that loan, it's absolute insanity. And then they say the banks need the bailout, not the people. And then you know what's happening now, which really makes my blood boil. 3 to 5%. You're now seeing this in restaurants because restaurants are strapped and, you know, retail shop, they're all strapped. So now they're saying 3% or more upcharge on whatever it is you're purchasing in addition to the tax, et cetera, because they don't want to pay that 3 to 5% anymore to the banks via credit card.
Yeah.
That's my point. These banks, can you imagine running a grift so all-encompassing and complete that not only do you get to write loans into existence out of thin air, you get a 3 to 5% kickback on every damn purchase 24 hours a day in this country. Every time somebody every time somebody buys gas, every time somebody goes out to eat, 3 to 5%, that restaurant or retailer has to pay back to that credit card bank. It's, oh my God, man, can you imagine?
Yes. And it's all about convenience and we go along with it. because we can carry that card anywhere we go. And you know, the same thing will apply to the idiots that actually went and physically got the chip so they could get in and out of their house or their computer. They are doomed by their apathy. They just want everything to be convenient and they want it to be free, and they've traded their existence. They've traded their souls, frankly, for convenience.
We've all been snookered into it over time, right? It's a slippery slope into absolute despotism. And the last thing I just want to say, as we just sound the alarm for everybody listening, is spread the word far and wide. I don't care if you don't have a social media platform, if you don't have a website, if you don't have a YouTube channel, if you're not on Twitter, if you're listening to this broadcast and you're listening to Todd, you're listening to me, please, please, please go out of your way from this moment forward, every chance you get, to tell every single person you know, because you never know who you're going to wake up. And you never know when we're going to hit the tipping point. I think we're close. Tell every single person you know that the enemy of humanity and the enemy of their families moving forward is a central bank issued digital currency.
That's right.
And a digital ID. This is the rallying cry for this broadcast. Never, ever stop telling people how criminal and what a slave plantation idea that is. And anybody who complies, well, God help you. May the chains rest lightly upon you.
They will not rest lightly at all. You'll never be able to shed them, rid yourself of them. And I want people to understand, thank you for saying that. You're absolutely right. I want people to understand that this goes hand in hand. Your digital ID, central bank, digital currency, and your biorhythms that are now harnessed by the wireless body area network are all one and the same. They are wiring you to be the cryptocurrency, your carbon credits. You are it. So if you don't fight the digital ID, if you don't fight the central bank digital currency, then you're done, because they already got the first part done. They've already wired you up. The hardware and the software is already installed. And by the way, as you're calling out, I beg people, please, at the same time, can you please call your politicians, call anybody and everybody you can, Robert V. Austin. It's in front of the Supreme Court. They're deciding whether they're going to give us our day in court. The issue is this. Are we going to allow the law to remain that if you got the shots, you are an owned slave? The patent holders own you. Are we going to allow that? Because if the court holds that's true, then all is lost.
God help us. God help us. Guys, say a prayer for Todd, please. Say a prayer for a hedge of protection for all truth tellers. And as we round out the conversation here, I just want to show one last thing. As you're asked to accept upside down world, as you're asked to accept the destruction of your family and your children and your nation with open borders and this trans insanity, never, ever accept it. Trans athlete to become first male recipient of Women's Division I scholarship.
My Lord.
Welcome to Upside Down World. Never, ever accept it. This is a Luciferian, I would say Zionist, but definitely a Luciferian plan to destroy us all. Guys, this is a plan of total destruction for you and your family. Todd, I can't thank you enough for your time. I really do appreciate you and everything you do and things you've done for me behind the scenes, brother. Thank you so much.
Likewise, Sean, you're a pal. You know, if nothing else, this whole experience has brought a lot of really good people together, and we're bringing more. And I really mean that. I dearly mean that. Thank you for changing hearts and minds. You're the one that's validating the commercial media. God bless you for so doing. It's a pleasure and an honor to know you.
Pleasure is all mine. And I would remind people, Todd is also the CEO of Cloud Hub. And I know you've really done some great things over there. Is there anything you want to share with people so we can get the subscriber levels up over on Cloud Hub?
Thank you.
Because the competition is just so wide now. I mean, you got Gab, you got, you know, Truth Social, Twitter's back, and then there's Cloud Hub.
The only place you will find the anonymity and freedom we just talked about is Cloud Hub. We rewrote the privacy policy that basically says, I don't want to know who you are. I don't want to have any of your details. Don't tell me. And as it relates to our meeting module that is video conferencing with instant translation, amongst other things, there is no data collected. It's all transactional. It's end-to-end encryption. When you shut the meeting off, unless you kept a copy of it for yourself on your device, the meeting never happened. We actually built this in mind for about 400 billion Christian Chinese who could be used for body parts if they were found, you know, going to Bible study. So now they have the opportunity to use this platform, to use Cloud Hub, to use our video conferencing, to be an anonymous Christian if they want to. It's obviously not just for that purpose, but it's anonymity plus privacy equals freedom. And that's what we're about, and that's what you'll find there. Sean, thank you very kindly for letting me, you know, get that little plug out.
Yeah, no, thank you. And just one more screen share here, I'll let you go. But I forgot to mention, because I saw this, and then it probably will be in the comments, so I'll just address it. Look at the hand signal there. I don't know, yes, if it's a Luciferian hand signal or a Freemasonic hand signal or just, you know, a nutty trans person trying to be cute and, you know, kids do stupid things. But let's look into that hand signal. Maybe there's more to it than meets the eye. Todd, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate you.
Yeah, my pleasure, man. God bless you for what you do.
God bless you, sir. And friends, thanks so much for tuning in. Truly, from the bottom of my heart, I do feel weary sometimes, but it's not because of the battle we're waging and the war we're in. It's because there's no equal application of justice at all. And there is no level playing field. Okay, that's really, really, see, and that's why those poor female athletes, I really have empathy for them, because that's also a rigged game. It's a rigged game. You're supposed to swim against a man wearing a female bathing suit? We are an upside down world, and for each and every one of you willing to do something about it, my hat's off to you. I'll pray for you too. Guys, I'll remind you every single day for free, check us out for free at sgtreport.com. That is the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt CIA lies. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
So you cannot afford to clog any single capillary in the brain. You can't let your children be vaccinated because they are changing mankind. All your personality is going to be changed.